CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, and my informant on Nigeria, the disappointing election recently that is challenged by the two or three who were not successful to win the presidency. And yet we have violence repeatedly reported by Reuters in these last hours that connects to a larger ambition for Nigeria to be a success. Gunmen in Nigeria have killed dozens of people and kidnapped a number of children in separate attacks in two northern states. Gregory, this is just one small example of the chaos across the country. The recent election, has it answered this? Because we called that was an ambition of several of the candidates. Is it possible?
Well, no, it's not possible in the short term. And in fact, the election of former Lagos State Governor Bola Tinubu to the presidency hasn't helped matters at all. President Tinubu, who's 71, is quite young, has some cognitive impairment, it seems. We're not sure as to how decisive and how good he will be as someone to lead Nigeria into the next era, the next four or five years. The reality is that he came into office and he immediately, at his inauguration address at Eagle Square in Abuja, he delivered on one of his campaign promises, which was to end the petroleum subsidy, which is widely agreed to have been necessary. But it's like in the U.S., every president promised that they would move the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, but conveniently never managed to do it because it would be highly controversial and disruptive. Well, Tinubu cancelled the fuel subsidy, which gave people gasoline, petrol, at approximately 40 cents a gallon for years and years. So when you withdrew the subsidy, that put petrol prices up to the market value, which of course really impacts everybody in the country. The price of everything goes up, food, and literally everything, and the ability of people to get to their jobs is impaired, even because bus fares have to be increased and the like. But he bit the bullet and he made that decision. It's going to cause a lot more rioting. That's what a lot of the rioting is about now. But it had to be done, so one could argue that it was a courageous move. The country, though, has no hope of vision because Governor Tinubu, like his predecessor, General Buhari, very, very corrupt, very indecisive, very partisan in their dealings and supporting their largely ethnic neighbors.
We have about a minute, Gregory. Go ahead.
The thing is, there is still hope for Nigeria. Some of the great statesmen are still there. I just read about General Aliyu Muhammad Gusau, who just turned 80, and he's still active. But he's been working to blend the 371 ethnic groups, the 500 languages and so on, into a country called Nigeria. Because really, until now, Nigeria has been represented by only one major body, and that's the armed forces. Just like Pakistan, the armed forces represent the only national institution. But Nigeria's made major new oil discoveries in the northeast, which is where the big fighting is occurring. And so they do have a great future ahead of it. Someone once said of Brazil, Brazil has a great future and always will have. The same can be said of Nigeria. But there are things which are happening in Nigeria which are cause for great anguish and great hope.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, Ukraine War. We're headed to the Dnieper River Valley and the destruction of a dam in the impressive beginning of the counteroffensive long promised by Kiev.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,